I want to take you on a small journey. And we're going to go to the book of Psalms. And we're going to touch base with Psalms 81. Now, I'm going to kind of do a little bit of a trick here, because how many have people in their minds and in their hearts that they pray for and they see that they're always heading in the wrong direction? Put your hand way up if you see it. Thank you. How do you deal with it? How many of you would like to readjust their rudder? Okay. And Psalms 81, verse 12 says what God does. Now he's talking to King Asaph, okay? It says, for the director of music, according to Gittith of Asaph. So I presume this is about the king and how he deals with people heading in the wrong direction. So we're going to go to number one after, but I want you to see verse 12 before you go anywhere else. It says, so I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. And I think that shows you the heart of the Lord towards those who are heading in the wrong direction for the wrong people, purpose, and the wrong connections, that you know they're going to get hurt. And it's a way of survival when you would like to readjust their brains, you'd like to readjust their minds, their emotions, etc. And it's also a great way of survival for you. So go to verse 1. The king is looking at all this stuff and he says, sing for joy to God our strength. So it's not your own strength, it's his. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Why shout? Why shout out loud? Anybody got a clue? Huh?
So others can hear?
Actually, I think he's trying to get you to hear yourself. To change the course of your own focus. Because when you're focused on what others are doing wrong and going in the wrong direction, you're going to go nosediving along with them. So when you're shouting out loud and you're saying, but God, I sing for joy, God, my strength. I shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin the music. Strike the tambourines. Play the melodious harps and lyres. Sound the ram's horn at the new moon. And when the moon is full on the day of our feast, this is a decree for Israel. Are you part of Israel in the realm of the spirit? Yes. An ordinance of the God of Jacob. He established it as a statute for Joseph. Ha ha. When he went out against Egypt, where we heard a language we did not understand. So he's comparing it to Joseph. So what is he doing? He's looking at Joseph as supposedly heading in the wrong direction, being captured, being sold into slavery, going to jail. And it was for what? What was the purpose of all this garbage going down on Joseph? Yeah, without Joseph, you wouldn't have salvation for not only Israel, but Egypt and many other nations. All right. Now, he says, I remove the burdens from their shoulders. When did he do that? He did it with Moses. Their hands were set free from the basket. In your distress, you called and I rescued you. Isn't that a pattern? How many of you enter distress and you stay in distress and depressed? It's time to what? In your distress, you called and I rescued you. Who are you calling on? The God of heaven. I answered you out of the thunderclouds. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will warn you, if you would but listen to me, O Israel. So when we're listening to my emotions and how angry I can get about the stupidity of somebody's choices. Now, come on, you should put your hand up and say, I know what it feels like. I've tried it. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right. You shall have no foreign gods among you. You shall not bow down to an alien god. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. I mean, you know, we've got so many examples of him turning things around. It should educate us about when and how, when we're focused on somebody's stupidity or our own stupidity. How many have ever been dumb and stupid? Thank you. My wife's girlfriend used to say, well, I ain't stupid. I married stupid. Yeah, my wife's girlfriend was a real teaser. And so anyway, we would laugh with her, obviously. But I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Why do you think he was declaring this out loud? Not only as a reminder to himself, but all those who are listening. Then this one, I should definitely say to you, you need to put a circle around it. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. The message you heard a few minutes earlier was that when you operate under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and you're down and depressed, pray in the Spirit. Now, how many of you know that when you pray in the Spirit, you should be doing it out loud? Amen. Why? To hear yourself, because you're actually listening to the Holy Ghost praying through you. And when the Holy Ghost is on the job, he's going to get you out of the what? He's going to get you out of the pit. He's going to get you out of Egypt. He's going to get you out of despair. He's going to pull you back up because as you open your mouth, he says, I will fill it. How is he doing it? By his Holy Ghost inside of you and me. Now, I want to give you a little demonstration. Just kind of close your eyes for a moment and open your mouth. Say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I have my mouth open. Now would you fill it, please? With praise to you. With worship to the Most High. To a song unto him. To glorify you. And I will sing for joy. To God my strength. I will shout aloud. To the God of Jacob. Begin the music. Strike the tambourines. Play the melodious harps. And the lyre. Sound the ram's horn. At the new moon. And when the moon is full. On a day of our feast. This is the decree. For me. Because I'm part of Israel. I'm also part of the New Jerusalem. Now tell me what happened to your emotions. How many felt the stirring within? If you felt the stirring within, put your hand up. Now that recipe is not just for in church. Wherever you are and you open your mouth, God will fill it. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. Now do you see why I pressed on that one? Because it is a free will choice that you cannot change somebody else. No matter how hard you try, you're going to what?
Fail.
You're going to fail and you're going to get depressed. Solution, verse 13, if my people would but listen to me, if Israel would follow my ways, how quickly would I subdue their enemies? Who will subdue their enemies?
He will.
Yes. And turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. Yes.
I have a testimony to that.
Good.
The Lord impressed upon me a few weeks ago. I mean, I know the purpose of praying in tongues.
Yeah.
That I, you know, I've learned that over the years. I know that. Sometimes, though, when I'm in a particular situation, it doesn't come to me. You know, I don't use that tool. So it was, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and the Lord really impressed on me to do that. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed, I did it out loud. And what I noticed, because of the situation I was in, it was with another person. And I wasn't afraid that the other person was going to hear that, number one, because I knew the Lord was prompting me to do it. And number two, the person didn't hear, but the spirit that was operating in that person did.
Oh.
I saw it happen. And I saw it happen in me because it counteracted the spirit that wanted to rise up inside of me. So that is true testimony.
True testimony.
To this word.
Yes. When I went and anointed Erica, and there were other people in the room ministering to her, holding the tubes and adjusting the buttons and fiddling with the dials and, you know, how many things were on her because she had come so close to the edge. And I remember after anointing her extremities, that my spirit man would just jump. I mean, you know, it would go in English and then all of a sudden it's gone somewhere else and my tongues were, you know, how many know I got a big mouth?
Yes.
It's blessed of the Lord. All right. And out, the tongues were just coming out and I heard in my heart, put your fingers, because I had the oil, I put some, put your fingers behind the neck of Erica and continue to pray. Which I did instantly, you know, I just automatically put my hand. And all of a sudden, as my hand was behind her neck, her whole body began to convulse. And my spirit man was getting excited because I could see, you know, there was activity, there was response. And my tongues got a little bit louder. And I don't know if it's a nurse or a doctor that was working with all the fiddly stuff across from me, because there she is in bed, and the girl is right where you are. And I mean, standing there, and she said, "Don't stop, don't stop." And I got Judy in the back. And I mean, it wasn't about to stop because it hadn't been completed. Okay? So what am I saying to you? Shout aloud when you are in distress. Because you know what? You're going to put the enemy on the run, and he's going to use your mouth. Look at your neighbor straight across. Eyeball to eyeball. Say, you got a mouth. Use it.
Use it.
Out loud.
Out loud.
The enemy will run.
The enemy will run.
He can't stand the spirit within you.
He can't stand the spirit within you.
The spirit of God is in you.
The spirit of God is in you.
It's the same Holy Ghost.
It's the same Holy Ghost.
Who pulled Jesus out of the grave.
Who pulled Jesus out of the grave.
And that's why we're alive in him.
And that's why we're alive in him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.